You need to give up all hope of a better past. I'm gonna make this really quick, like the other 5-minute episode. I feel I needed to do this, so I'm doing it. We're not recording this and then uploading it a week later. No, we're uploading it right now, and this will help who it needs to help. Give up all hope of a better past. Give the entire story to God. Whatever you see it as right now, I'm still struggling with this. It's like I see the story this way. Okay, this is cool. This I can subscribe to. Let's stick with this story. But when you do that, you literally prevent the ability for other characters and stuff to come into it. You prevent the ability for you to have some of this growth. I've done this before. I've been like, you know what? Like, this is me. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not like, don't send people to me. I don't want them. Like, it's like, whoa, where did that come from, Dallin? It's like, geez, bro. No, man, you got to let up and chill. I remember times when I was like 13, 14, thinking, bro, I have no future, period, in this world. And that's something that every teenager can feel. I just didn't like see it, you know, like, especially like, I remember going to like this car thing. It was like a Cub Scout or Boy Scout thing. And the guy talked for like an hour about cars. Like, I want to get out of here. Like, this is stressful. Like, we're just standing here. He's talking about cars for like an hour. I want to disappear so bad. You'll never forget that feeling. And so I'm not quite sure what is ahead for me. I do know I've had a breath, a deep breath of spiritual, mental, emotional, physical experiences with myself, of understanding myself, getting to know myself, track, not making the basketball team, all these things to help out a youth to keep going in this world. Because that's crazy. That's tough. It's not easy to do that. But when you put your future into the hands of God, all of a sudden it's okay. It's completely okay. It's not just okay. It's brilliant. It's beyond amazing. It's great. Because God is great. He really is. And I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing. Yes, I've decided to go full time with this. And that is something I could not even imagine even 6 months ago doing. It's like, I got to find a job, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. No, 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 no. You have done that. You are done. You are done. You never have to do that again. Just, you can figure it out. I've had so many doors open, more than I've ever had in my entire life, from deciding to do my own thing. I'm still trying to let myself let go of previous stories, previous things, so I can go fully after what is ahead. That's not easy to do. But I'm so comforted. I'm so thankful. Like, I listened to one of my old podcast episodes when I was like, I don't know, back in 2020. And I think it was like early, like late 2020 when I just gone back to BYU, Idaho. And, you know, after being home for the pandemic and stuff. And I could hear the difference in love and energy and perspective. And I could just feel his like desire to keep going. And it's just beautiful. I don't know what it's going to lead to. I don't know where we're going. I just know, I know ultimately where I'm going, but it's like, how am I going to get there? That's still a mystery. And I can't hold my fists. I can't put my hands in a fist, be like this. I'm just going to grit my teeth and I'm going to figure this out. No, it's like, I'm going to hold my hands out. I'm going to like run, but I'm also going to run patiently and I'm not going to worry. I'll tell you today, I had an experience where I followed this guy into his Zaxby's, which I was not planning on doing. And then all of a sudden there's all these people there. And I was like, I felt like I needed to just talk with them. It wasn't like a strong feeling. I felt so much fear, so much fear. Instead of leaning into the fear, it's like, I know you're afraid. We're just going for it anyway, man. I walked out. He's like, I don't want this, God. Like, I wanted to just write. Can I just write? Or when it's like, I want to talk to somebody, why do I feel like I need to write? I don't know. What I'm saying is that God will help you, and your future is so much brighter than anything that could have ever happened before. You just give it to God. And this is a humbling place in my journey, but I know it's only going to get better from here. And it's just going to be from trusting God. So This is the testimony for today. It's like, I know that future Dallin will look back at this moment like, bro, I remember that. Holy cow, there's an avalanche of emotions, avalanche of feelings, avalanche of everything. And you trust God and you seek to spread love and be a better person and seek to be more in line with yourself, and it works out, you know? Like, looking back, me at the Zaxby's, I see myself, you know, yeah, totally could have talked to all those people and stuff, but I shut the door, I closed it, I locked it. I was like, this was not my plan, this is not my idea. Please stop trying to make this happen. Please stop making this happen. Like, I don't want this. And just completely shutting the door. But God is love. God will make a way. Like, God will not let you suffer in silence forever. Like, you can always turn to Him. You can always ask for His help. You can always turn to Him. He will help you. It's like, even if it makes no sense to anybody else, it makes sense to Him. He will help you to keep going. And He can hear you. He knows your language. He knows everything about you. And He just has an infinite love for you. And with this journey, it's really had me go much deeper than I was comfortable with. And that's kind of the whole point about going deep, is getting to new places, learning, changing, growing. It is what it is. We're just trusting the process. But I'm really like, please, just, I just don't know what to do anymore. Like, this is what I tried. That did not work. I'm having all these doors open. I don't really know what to do. And then just going and trusting and not having to have any agenda. It's what I talked about yesterday. Like, no agenda, no nothing. It's like, I'm just here. I just want to be here. I just want to help out. I just want to encourage. And that's it. But I'm still working on it, man. Because I'm looking at time and I'm like, look at time. I'm running out of time. I don't have much time to do this and this and this. Like, how in the world am I going to be able to do this? And I've found that's just not the right attitude. I mean, you give the time to God, He multiplies it. I've had multiple times where I felt really scared, and then I just leaned into it because I knew He was asking me to go do something or talk to that person, and it worked out really well. And yes, something really cool could have happened with those kids at those youth at Zaxby's. I was thinking about, oh yeah, I'm not buying any food. I don't have my wallet with me. It's like, you're going to look at like a weirdo or whatever. And I just let that insecurity shut that door. Something could have happened. I have given myself complete confidence and forgiveness and grace. It's like, we will do better. It's okay. I will keep trying. I've had times where like, I've really been wondering like, God, why are you still sending me people? Like, I really don't, like, I don't even have like a job. Like, now this is my job, but like before I didn't have a job. This is my calling. This is my mission. It's bigger than a job, but it's a lesson in love. It's a lesson in learning. It's a lesson in stepping into your fear, because you have to be willing to open up and share that stuff. So like, if this same experience, this Zaxby's thing, was like me with somebody that I really wanted to say something to or share something with, and me walking out, that is not helping. That is not helping. That's not helping in lifting the collective human consciousness. That's not helping in lifting the consciousness of the relationship or whatever it is, and the awareness and everything that is there. And it is what it is. We just continue forward. We trust. I'm here to play piano. I'm like 20 minutes late to playing piano. And it's partly because of this recording. But it's like, it's okay. Like, we're just want to be right here, right now. That's it. So I can feel everything that's happening right now, and I can just love it all. Because that's what I learned in Alaska. That's what I learned in Utah. That's what I learned when I was in a wheelchair for a little bit. It was like, be 100% here and just love this. Because God is helping you out, and you can see it. I can see it. I'm still trying to figure out like what it all is leading to, but it's like, I don't need to figure that out. Like, it'll be okay. So yeah, that's that. I think we went a little bit longer than I was planning on, but God is aware. Give up all hope of a better past. Let Him take care of you, because I've been letting go of a lot of things recently, just letting go of people I used to follow and things that don't really align with my big, big vision. It's like, that's okay. He's putting new things in the picture. So yeah, that's it. Give up all hope of a better past. Remember him. Don't forget to yield to the good. It'll be better tomorrow.